to use it to, I guess they'll put their own scenery in, maybe, you know, landing down on the moon or something. Who knows, you know, what they got planned. But it's amazing. I mean, and to weigh 100, I think they said 100 tons, this machine is really well built. Sitting somewhere, I forgot the city, but located in Ohio somewhere. So, I mean, just look at it, I think this thing probably cost, you know, $500 million to build or something. Incredible. Anyway, I'll say 73. Good night tonight, Roy. And have a good night. We'll catch you next week, if not earlier. And we got the computer net on Wednesday as well. I try to get on to that one too. Anyway, 73. WS2NCO.
Very good call, 73. And as far as the that gizmo, your tax dollar is in action. Every time you cut a little check to the IRS, that's what they're spending it on. I listened to a recording. Unfortunately, I don't think the repeater was feeling well last Wednesday.
You're right. That's why I got on yesterday. I have to make sure it was okay. And, yeah, that was a very windy day. I don't know. I blame the wind. I really don't know. I had to blame something. But, yeah, Ken had a hard time. So, wound up doing about, you know, did some check-ins, but that was about it. You know, he passed some traffic, but barely here. But right now it's good.
Yeah, these situations, thankfully, are intermittent. I've experienced them in the past. People want to tell me that my signal is bad because they don't really listen to my input signal until the repeater fails, and they listen to the input signal, and even though they probably never heard my input signal, they think that since they don't hear it then, it's my radio that's doing it. So, yeah, it's an interesting experience. I hope they kind of fix the repeater so it isn't so reasonably effective.
Yeah, I agree. You know, with all the problems from your end all these years, in my head, I don't think it was any of your equipment, any of your antennas, none of it. I think it was all propagation or some kind of related interference, one type or another, different antennas and everything that they've gone through. But, you know, like tonight was great. No problem. So, I hope it stays that way. Last Wednesday, I wound up switching over to Selden, which I haven't had to do in a long time. But, you know, when I did that, I was coming out, you know, real strong. But when I was going into Glen Oaks, like now, it was just, it was bad on my signal as well. But it was even worse on Ken, but, you know, he's not controlled, so that was not good.
Yeah, it was painful to listen to. I was trying to figure out what was going on. At first, I wasn't quite sure what the heck it was, and it was kind of obvious because I've been down that road myself, where you know, everyone is saying, I can't hear you, I can't hear you. So, you know, everyone was switching to different repeaters. They were switching to Echolink. They were trying every which way. And, you know, they were saying, well, I can hear you above the noise. Probably would hear you better if you got on Echolink, but I can understand you. So, yeah, it's a shame. It's such a complicated, beautiful repeater system that Limark has built, and then every so often it just does strange things.
I've heard Rich say there's like 9 computers involved, and who knows how many repeaters, and, you know. You know, if something goes down, they have to... ability to switch to away with that temporarily. But, you know, you have enough equipment involved, you know, something's always going to go down.
Yeah, it's very complicated. I don't think they fully re-implemented the complete voter system that Eric had. You know, when he passed away, he really didn't document too much of that stuff. So they kind of had to reset everything and start from scratch.
Yeah, I know. But John has really pulled it together. I mean, between him and me, he's had a lot of help. I don't know how to keep up with it. That's a tough one. I have a hard enough time doing the space report. Have a good night, Roy. I'm going to say 73. ATTGSWS2N.
As shall I. Well, have a good week. Be well, and I'll talk to you down the line. This is AC2GS, and once again, I am clear.
AC2GS, KD2VHD, if you have a minute, Roy?
Certainly I have a minute for you, Jim.
I wanted to, again, thank you verbally for capturing something from the ether that I thought was lost the last you saw Howard Andy. I knew him in exponentially smaller amounts than you folks did, but I feel a very big void in the ether. And thank you for capturing a little piece of it for me.
Well, I'm glad I could give that to you. I used to listen to the repeater recordings a lot more than I do now. I just kind of packed them all away. There are ridiculous number of unindexed hours. So that you were able to give me an approximate idea, because you said it was Thursday when it was Wednesday, that's close enough. So I'm glad that I was able to give that to you.
And thanks again. Yeah, he was definitely something that was unique to this place we occupy. I knew him so little compared to you folks, but I was looking forward so much to learning from him. And he will be missed. I wanted to mention that. Thanks again.
You're welcome, Jim. Have a good week. Be well, and hopefully we will chat again next week.
Sounds like a plan. Be good. 73, KD2VHD, I'll be clear. Can I work?
KD2LOR.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Good morning. The time is 1:55 a.m. Clear temperature, 58 degrees.
W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Good morning. The time is 4:55 a.m. Clear. Temperature 57 degrees.
This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5:00 a.m.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Good morning. The time is 5:01 a.m. Clear. Temperature 57 degrees.
W2VL repeater.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Good morning. The time is 6 a.m. Sunny temperature, 57 degrees.
Thank you.